list, I'm blessed. God got his hands on me, I ain't gotta guess. I'ma count the blessings and I let him do the rest. I'm living that Christ life, I'm living the best, yeah. Why would I stress? Promise I want it all, never settling for less. I'm leaving in favor, I ain't never pressed. I can kick my feet up, I can take a rest. Cause I know, it won't be long till you show what you got in store. I'm like,
Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
It's undeserving. Because all of us are sinners saved by God's grace and God's mercy. And God's blessings is centered on his love, his agape love. And if we think about his love, he did it for us. As I think about the people, all of the people in the world, I can see that we as a nation live in a country which is affluent, a nation that is prosperous, and a nation that is abundantly blessed. We are told that America holds a disproportionate of global wealth, approximately 27% of the net worth and energy consumption, with only 5% of the population. You can't tell me we're not blessed. Surveys show data, 61% of Americans believe God has uniquely blessed the United States. For God has truly blessed America, but in being blessed, we as a nation must be a blessing. Not take food out of the place of people in third world country, in African country, where our children are starving simply because we want to give money to people who don't even need it. People are dying in third world country because we no longer want to send medicine there, but we want to give money to people who don't even want to use it. There's something systemically wrong with a nation that have turned away who said, in God we trust. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, in my missionary work in South America, in my missionary work to Kingston, Jamaica, and in my missionary work in Rome, Italy, I have seen both poverty, black water, but I've also seen the affluent lifestyle in Rome, Italy as well. I've seen people starving and hungry, fighting for a dollar. And I've seen people in Mercedes-Benz dealership and in Mercedes-Benz businesses walking around with no care in the world. My brothers and sisters, as I think about that, I think about God watching over every man. But in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, it states, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich." What does this mean? It means Jesus justified his heaven. It means Jesus justified his heavenly glory to live and die in poverty. Or he sacrificed, in his heavenly glory to live and to die in poverty, gifting believers spiritual wealth, forgiveness, grace, and eternal life as the ultimate example of sacrificial giving. It was God who would give the world a love gift for whosoever would receive him as Lord and Savior. And this is why we could count our blessing. In that first verse, it states, "Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful." God has given us a roadmap to receive many blessings. The question is, are we following the directions of the roadmap? As I think about that word blessing, the first thing that comes to my mind is the many times I hear someone offer a blessing when someone sneezes. It doesn't matter if you know the person or not. If the person sneezes, we always say, "Bless you." But Jesus said, "When I was hungry, you fed me. Not when I was naked, did you clothe me." When did we do it? When you did it to the least of them. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is speaking to our hearts. But blessings from God are something very special and very important. If we can go back and look at the book of Genesis, God's blessing is revered. It's important. And it is serious. For it states in Genesis 12, verses 1 and 2, "The Lord said to Abram, leave your country, your people, your father's house, and go to a land that I will show you." And then in that second verse, he said, "And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." You will be a blessing. And then that third verse says, "I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse, and whosoever curse you, I will curse, and all people on earth will be blessed through you." And all people will be blessed through you. And from Genesis chapter 17, verses 18 through 20, God was establishing something that we call the Abrahamic covenant. A covenant that God made with Abraham that would come in the future. Can I take you back to history? Because if we don't know our history, we don't know where we're headed. Abraham had two sons, Ishmael by Hagar and Isaac by Sarah. Both of his sons were blessed, but they were blessed differently because of God's blessings are given to those whom he chooses to bless. Not everybody will be blessed equally. Some of us will have more than others, but God is still blessing us because God is a God who sees all, knows all, and can conquer and do all things. They were blessed differently, but both had an Abrahamic lineage. You got a lineage and I have a lineage because we're Christian, which implies that we are Christ-like. And therefore, that's something in us that the Lord is watching, not because of who we are, but what God has already declared in us through Abraham, through the lineage. Ishmael, we are told, had two wives. One of them was named Aisha. And they went on to have 12 sons. Remember that. Ishmael, the one son by Abraham, had two wives. And then Ishmael went on to have 12 sons. And later, we see the son by Abraham and Sarah, which was Isaac. Isaac then would go on and marry somebody called Rebecca. Are you following the history? And Rebecca had two sons, Jacob and Esau. Jacob and Esau. My brothers and sisters, when we see what God was up to, Jacob, whose name is Surplanter, who got Esau's birthright because he was hungry and wanted a little stew or a little food, and Esau gave it away, but God had a plan. But we are told how Jacob, after receiving the birthright, ran off to his uncle's to live. His uncle's name was Laban. You know the story. I hope you know it. And Laban had two daughters. There's the two again. Abraham had Sarah, and he had the other. When we think about what God was doing, Hagar, we think about the two, thank you, Holy Spirit. When we think about the two wives, here was Jacob now in his uncle's house with two of his daughters, one called Leah and the other one called Rachel. The problem was he loved Rachel more than he loved Leah. But because of Jewish custom, Leah had to marry first. So Leah got Jacob, and then Jacob had to wrestle a few years and work a few years, many years, to get the wife that he wanted, which was Rachel. God had a plan for blessing. And because Leah, who was the unwanted and unloved, we discovered that this unwanted and unloved marriage, Leah had a son named Judah. She had about six kids. She had a son named Judah. And the one who came from the lineage of Judah was who? Jesus is a tribe, the lion of the tribe of
Judah.
Unwanted. Out of all of the stuff that they went through, stuff that's unwanted, the Lord says, I use stuff that's unwanted. The stuff that we think that we don't need and we cast aside, God says, but I can use what you don't want. And so here was Leah, who was unwanted.